Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, there are about over 80 tents pitched along the Grand Canal in Dublin this afternoon, and the number has been rising since tents were removed from the International Protection Office on Mount Street last week. They are among 1,700 people currently seeking international protection here who are without accommodation. We're joined by Aubrey McCarthy now, who's founder and chairman of Tig Lynn, which operates the Lighthouse in Dublin city centre, and by Louisa Santoro, the chief executive of Mendicity. You're both very welcome to the programme. You've been to visit the men, Aubrey, I believe, and at their tents along the Grand Canal today. What can you tell us about that?
So Cormac, I was with them last night, and there was 73-74 tents. And then this morning, you have 86. So it's continually rising. And then we were also down near the central bank, behind near the point of the O2, and there's tents there. And there's also tents further on up the canal. So the numbers are increasing. People are arriving, and I've asked several of them, do they know, you know, where they moved from Mount Street? And they don't even know where Mount Street is. So these are new arrivals. Okay. And when you look at the figures, there are over 400 people arriving every week. So really, Mount Street is just 1 week of asylum seekers arriving into Ireland.
How many of them have come through Northern Ireland, I wonder, Aubrey?
Talking to, even today, literally about an hour ago, I spoke to two guys, and they had come through the UK. And they said they were in the UK for 2 days, and their Rwanda policy in the UK forced them to come to Ireland. What is interesting, they said the Irish are much nicer dealing with immigration than the UK. So you're dealing with vulnerable people, but it's important that we look at our own border security as well, while having compassion for the asylum seekers.
And where have they come from? Where in the world?
You have a lot Palestinian, Jordan. We had a lot of Afghans. So last night at the Lighthouse, you had, again, about 250 people and a mixture of countries, North Africa, non-European countries mainly.
Okay. Stay with me, Aubrey. Louisa Santoro, you're with Mendicity. You're the chief executive there. What have you seen at
That's
Mendicity?
Right. We are seeing large numbers. I mean, our priority at Mendicity, we're always, our response is for people who are homeless, and our priority is always people who are sleeping outside. That now includes international protection applicants. And we've seen, say, since December, over 1,000 new presentations to us, and 900 of those would be international protection applicants, which gives you a sense of the, you know, the breakdown in terms of numbers.
In terms of people pitching tents in public areas, it isn't great for the people who are in the tents because they don't have proper facilities and so on. And the politicians are discomforted quite clearly by it as well, as are some in the public.
I'm glad. I think they should be. I think that, you know, nobody should be sleeping in a tent in 2024 on the streets of Dublin. We have a situation where the likelihood is that there were empty places, empty emergency accommodation beds through the DRHE over the last number of days. We know that the response on Mount Street was designed to solve the problem on Mount Street, but even by the figures you just gave, it's 1,500 people since December that haven't been offered any accommodation.
What do you think should be done?
I think it really now needs a cross-party, cross-government response. I don't think it's reasonable to expect one department to be carrying that, particularly when we have resources in other departments that could definitely provide support here.
It's funny you say that, because the Taoiseach Simon Harris, Aubrey, has said a multi-agency meeting is taking place
this afternoon,
right now, to discuss this. I'm sure you have recommendations for them.
Do you know, even when I walked down to the canal there a while ago, and I parked my car outside the Baggot Street Hospital, and I just thought, that place is lying idle for years. With the proper thinking, joint-up thinking around a table, I think we could turn this around. What is needed is a balance between compassion for the asylum seekers, but at the same time, maintaining border security. And that will mean strong immigration policies, prioritising humanitarian aid for genuine refugees, while also addressing the local concerns of the community. And that's the balance that we need to achieve here. It's essential. As Louisa said, we've been doing this for years. So we've been helping long before this current crisis. We've been looking after the people that are vulnerable and living on the streets. Mm-hmm. So this is a whole new cohort, and we need support in order to be able to deal with this effectively.
Has anything changed, Aubrey? And I'll come to you, Louisa, about this as well. Has anything changed in the last while, say, in terms of the people you are seeing, apart from the increased numbers?
Demographics, countries of origin. Absolutely, they have changed. And I'm hearing of countries that I never heard of before. Well, Eritrea, Senegal, Zimbabwe. But I will say what has changed is the dialogue with the IPAS, that has opened up, and agencies seem to be working better. And I think if you continue that, then with emergency funding to provide for organisations such as Mendicity, Tiglin, etc., I think then we need to not only provide the funding, but secure effective accommodation.
Okay.
And then support those options. But you must look at the immigration policy. You cannot just have open borders.
Louisa, on that one, what's changed in the last while, apart from increased numbers?
I mean, in addition to this, we're also seeing people who are locked out of the housing market who are not international protection applicants. So it's no secret that housing is at great scarcity. Very limited housing is available at all sectors, you know, across the population. So we're certainly seeing people that may be in emergency accommodation, that do not have an active housing application, that can't move forward. So this is not just specific to this group. Obviously, this group is receiving a great deal of attention right now, but certainly there are, of our homeless figures, our broader homeless figures, there are people that cannot, have no exit pathway from homeless services.
Are you also getting the sense, Louisa, that there is a multi-agency dialogue going on that will produce a plan that prevents migrants pitching tents? Are we on the cusp of that, do you think?
I'm not sure if preventing migrants pitching tents is the response that we need to be looking for. What we need an alternative. We need a reasonable plan. Myself and Aubrey, I'm sure we're not invited to that discussion this afternoon, but perhaps frontline services have more to say on this. People should not be pitching tents. People should not need to pitch a tent. Mm-hmm. In this city in 2024.
Okay. Look, we'll leave it there. We'll certainly give an update from that multi-agency meeting that the Taoiseach mentioned, if there is one. But for the moment, Louisa Santoro, Chief Executive of Mendicity, and Aubrey McCarthy, Founder and Chairman of Tiglin. Thank you both very much indeed.